Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Kharbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. Welcome to today's episode, and let us discuss about the natural flow of energy. This is quite an interesting topic, and I have realized that in these times, we have diverted ourselves and somehow have been blocking the flow of energy naturally. Our body is our primary creation. The vehicle we have chosen to express is in the physical world. By looking at our bodies, listening to them, and feeling them, we can read a great deal about our spiritual, mental, and emotional energy patterns. The body is our primary feedback mechanism that can show us what is and isn't working about our way of thinking, expressing, and living. Any normal child who has had a reasonably positive environment has a beautiful, lively body filled with vitality. That beauty, aliveness, and vitality are simply the natural energy of the universe flowing freely through, unimpeded by negative habits. Small children in a supportive environment are totally spontaneous beings. They eat when they are hungry, fall asleep when they are tired, and express exactly what they feel. Therefore, their energy doesn't get blocked, and they are constantly renewed and revitalized by their own natural energy. But because none of us have had even a close to perfect upbringing, very early we begin to develop habits that run counter to our natural energy. These habits are designed to help us survive in the world. We pick these patterns up from our families, friends, teachers, and the community. As we follow the behavior we have observed in others, or as we attempt to follow the rules laid down by others, we may move in ways that are counter to our own natural flow. We stop acting on what we know physically and emotionally. We no longer say and do what we really feel. We stop listening to the signals our body gives us about the food, rest, exercise, and nurturing its needs. It becomes too risky to follow our own energy, so we block that flow and gradually begin to experience less and less energy and vitality. As the energy flow diminishes, the body is not physically revitalized as quickly. Thus, it begins to age and deteriorate. As we repeat chronic negative behaviors, our bodies begin to reflect these patterns, such as hunching over to express the inner pattern of making oneself small and powerless. If you're willing to allow the energy of the universe to move through you by trusting and following your intuitions, you will increase your sense of aliveness, and your body will reflect this with increasing health, beauty, and vitality. Every time you don't trust yourself and don't follow your inner truth, you decrease your aliveness, and your body will reflect this with a loss of vitality, numbness, pain, and eventually physical disease. Dis-ease is a message from our bodies telling us that in some way we are not following our true energy or supporting our feelings. The body gives us many such signals, starting with relatively subtle feelings of tiredness and discomfort. If we don't pay attention to these cues and make the appropriate changes, our bodies will give us strong signals, including aches, pains, and minor illnesses. If we still don't change, a serious or fatal illness or accident may eventually occur. The stronger messages can often be avoided by paying attention to the subtler ones. But once a strong message has come, it is never too late to be healed if that is what we truly desire. If you are suffering from disease, rest. Your body always wants rest and ease if it is sick. Then, when you have become quiet, ask your body what the message in your illness is. Your body will always attempt to tell you what you need in order to heal yourself. When you ask for a healing, you never know what your body is going to tell you. It may tell you to stop or start eating something, express some feelings to a friend, quit your job, or go to see a doctor. The key is to ask and then listen for a response. Analyze, visualize, and respond is the three key points to go with. Only when you keep calm and listen to the body and know the root cause of the problem, then only you can come up with a solution or seek professional help instant. Now you can start listening to positive affirmations, start practicing meditation, start a workout regime, eat well and balanced food, seek help if you do not know what to do and where to start. And I want to help you in this. Now you can always get connected to me directly via email I have given in the description. It's care@skillschoolpro.com or contact@rahulkarbanda.com. You can also start your bulletproof health journey with me in my monthly subscription program, which is a total makeover new you program offering you amazing transformational benefits. The link is in the description. You can check out and get started. And my goal is to help you live better life tomorrow than today. Thanks for listening and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanized Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda. And you were tuned into Fit Habit. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.